Nephilim brains. So there's a theory that early Neanderthals, at least some of them, might have been Nephilim, or might have been the giants from Genesis 6, or might have had at least some of that DNA. You know, might have had something to do with that. So even if they weren't necessarily giant in physical size, they might have had the Nephilim DNA, some of these Neanderthals. So now scientists are wanting to grow these mini brains using Neanderthal DNA. Geneticists hope that comparing prehistoric and modern biology will help them understand what makes humans unique. It's really weird. They're preparing now. Scientists are preparing now to create miniature brains that have been genetically engineered to contain Neanderthal DNA in an unprecedented attempt to understand how humans differ from our closest relatives. And again, this leads people to wonder, well, where is it going to end? Okay, you grow a brain, how about a body too? Let's bring the thing to life and then see what we're dealing with. You know, this has people wondering, where is this stuff going to lead? So in the next few months, these small blobs of tissue, which are known as brain organoids, they'll be grown from human stem cells that have been edited to contain Neanderthalized versions of several genes. So these lentil-sized organoids, which are incapable of thoughts or feelings, so they say, replicate some of the basic structures of an adult brain. They could demonstrate for the first time if there were meaningful differences between human and Neanderthal brain biology. Sure, it's an interesting question, but again, like we talked about before, where does it end and isn't there another way to do it? So here's a direct quote from Professor Svante Paabo, who's the director of the genetics department at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany, where these experiments are being performed. Quote, Neanderthals are the closest relatives to everyday humans, so if we should define ourselves as a group or a species, it is really them that we should compare ourselves to, end quote. So Paabo previously led the successful international effort to crack the Neanderthal genome, and his lab is now focused on bringing Neanderthal traits back to life in the laboratory using sophisticated gene editing techniques. And the lab has already inserted Neanderthal genes of craniofacial development into mice. Heavy-browed rodents are not actually anticipated, but hey, you never know. And Neanderthal pain perception genes into frogs' ears, which could hint at whether they had a different pain threshold to humans. And so now the lab is turning its attention into the brain. So Paabo said, quote, we're seeing if we can find basic differences in how nerve cells function that may be a basis for why humans seem to be cognitively so special, end quote. So this research comes at the long-standing stereotype of Neanderthals as gormless and, you know, thuggish. That's being rewritten by emerging evidence that buried their dead produced cave art and had brains that were larger than our own. So, you know, it's strange. And Christians have been saying this for a long time, that early man were probably a lot more developed than we are today. You know, if you think of the law of entropy as occurring within generations of human being, well, you trace that back and we're not getting better. We'd be getting worse. You know, we'd be getting worse and worse and worse. So if you trace that back, it should be early man should have been a lot better, you know, a lot smarter, stronger, healthier than we are today. And that very well could be the case. And it seems like the science is starting to show that now. So on one hand, it's like, okay, well, it's good that they're finding that out. But on the other hand, what a weird way to go about it. I mean, growing Nephilim Neanderthal brains, whatever. So in the basement beneath Paabo's office, scientists are working to extract DNA from ancient humans and animal fossils excavated at sites across the world. And the team's success relies on taking obsessive precautions against contamination, because even a speck of dust floating in through a window can contain more DNA than a few milligrams of powdered ancient bone under analysis. So they got to be incredibly careful. Researchers shower and wear these spacesuit style uniforms before entering rooms kept sterile by UV lights and a sophisticated air filtration system. It was under these stringent working conditions in 2010 that his team reassembled the code of the Neanderthal genome from heavily degraded samples taken from four females who lived in Europe supposedly tens of thousands of years ago. And the genome revealed that Neanderthals interbred with our ancestors, and successfully enough that all non-Africans today carry 1 to 4% of Neanderthal DNA. And since people acquired slightly different genes collectively, about a third of the Neanderthal genome is still floating around in modern populations. However, there is also a genetic dead zones, a large stretches of the Neanderthal genome that nobody inherited, possibly because there were disadvantages to health, fertility, cognition, physical appearance, stuff like that. So again, I mean, really interesting story, but a lot of it is it leads us to wonder, where is it going to end? Because you're never going to have all the answers. You know, you're never going to know everything. Now, I love science, and I think that we should be researching stuff. I think the more we learn about early man, I think that that's really beneficial, and it's really helpful, and it's interesting. But again, they're not looking at it the way that we do. You know, I mean, they're looking at it through Darwinian evolution and Neanderthals from tens of thousands of years ago. And, you know, they're not looking at it. Whereas us Christians, depending where you are on the evolution debate, we typically would look at that and say, well, duh, you know, it's man from, you know, however long ago, but we've known all along that they were a lot more capable than we are now. I mean, it's just kind of basic. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, they were perfect. You know, then they sinned, and then that started all this degradation and stuff. And you get enough entropy throughout the generations, and you're left with what we have now. Also, including just terrible diet, our terrible modern diet of fast food and all this stuff. That's why we have all these cancers and gut problems, health issues, a lot of terrible things. That's not the only cause of, you know, of course, there's other environmental causes and genetic causes for that too. But it all adds up. So that leads us to wonder, where is it going to end? So I'd like to know what you think. Should we just scrap this science altogether and just not even worry about it? Or is there some benefit to looking into these things? You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.